Hey friends, welcome back again. This is Richard from Lost Arts Radio. We're here with Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and sorry for being so late. We had some technical issues to work out, but Gabriel has some insights to share about the demonic and probably angelic influences over human activity and what's really behind the chaos in the world. So, welcome, Gabriel. Interested to hear what you've got to say.
Okay, well, I think before we get into it, let's take a minute to meditate. And I'm going to introduce you again to a name of God that plays a role in part of the work that we're going to talk about. It's Yod on the in-breath and out-breath. Wah on the in-breath and out-breath. Yod from the base up to the heart, hey out through the heart. Wah from the base to the third eye, and hey out through the heart. This is the name of God is grace. And I'm going to explain some other things of how we use it as well. Okay, so let's meditate for a minute just using this mantra with our breath. Okay, we'll go for about a minute. Okay, slowly come out of meditation. So we were talking about what's going on in the world just seems to be so discordant, almost literally supernatural, in the kind of chaos that's going on. And as I'm looking at it, I think there are other elements coming into it that aren't just human, poorly psychologically functioning interactions, or even evil doers wanting power over others, which is pretty fundamentally low function. I think there are other elements coming into this, and I think we should be aware of them. And one of them is demons. Now, it's taught in the Torah, oral Torah, that just before in the creation thing, particularly at the time of Adam and things were being created, that somehow, besides Adam and Hava and Cain and Abel, that somehow some half-baked humans came out and really were now what we call demons. Now, people say, well, maybe that's not real, okay? And I think that's a certain way of looking about it, but I will share my experience in working with this. And that goes back into the 70s when I first began to learn about this. And my teacher brought a person who was demonically possessed into my house, and we were doing a demon extraction, which I'd never done before. And that person's off the ground, and his head's spinning around, and it's like he's foaming at the mouth. And it's like, this is pretty trippy. And then we did the demonic removal, and suddenly the person became normal again. And that clearly impressed me. And so I began to learn how to do this. And I would do this, and then I would do house clearings, because you're not just talking about demons, you're talking about ghosts. It's not the same thing. Ghosts are humans. And just everything's on a low key, but then the next time this really showed up was in 1989. We were going to the concentration camps and releasing the souls of the people who were killed. So we went to a place called Ravensbrück. Everybody was afraid to go except one guy who was a friend of mine. So Ravensbrück was pretty much a women's prison camp about 60 miles north of Berlin. We took the train up there, and just the two of us, and we got to Ravensbrück, and we got our fire ceremony going, and we began. But once we got that in, suddenly, well, one more thing. The Russian soldiers who were, this is still East Germany, were watching. And they're like, you know, people in the early 20s, late teens. And we're doing this ceremony in the middle of Ravensbrück, where many people have been killed, Ravensbrück. And, like, they didn't interfere in any way. I think they were rather freaked out. But then physical demons began to come out of the ground. I mean, physical demons that you could see, my friend could see, they could see, the Russian soldiers. Very real. And, of course, it freaked everybody out. I just stay concentrated on what's going on. But I also had learned how to get rid of demons. And the name of God is grace. Does it. Some people use the name of Jesus. That also does it. And I've done both. And it's real simple, you know. In the name of God as grace, or in the name of Jesus, be gone. That's it. It's not complicated. But you have to invoke the energy. And so these demons were dismissed. Out. Okay, so, and that's the kind of the way it goes. Now, with people, the same thing. Demons can invade people. In this case, what we're seeing is what I saw at all the concentration camps, that they were, in a sense, homes for demons. Because we found them. Ravensbrück was the first, but it was clear that these were, hot spots for demons, and where they had gathered because of all the demonic energy that was going on. Demons come to the dark forces. Not always, but certainly they're attracted to the dark forces. So we did release about 100,000 people. They're mostly women. And then there was a museum. So I went inside and talked to the guy. And I said, how many people died here? Oh, he said 100,000. And it's like, okay, that's exactly what we saw got released. That makes sense. And you could count the people. You could see their faces. They're like kind of ghosts, but with faces and bodies. And we did this at different places, including Auschwitz, where a friend, unbeknownst to me, he had been in Auschwitz and escaped when he was 13. He was living in Santa Rosa, California, and he happened to be there. What was he doing there? Well, he was trying to make contact with his mother and sister who had died at Auschwitz. And so he joined with us as we kind of did this release of souls, because when you're killed in those situations, the gas chambers, your soul doesn't ascend. And so we're releasing, and we're this one hours, 4 to 6 hours, I don't know. But he actually saw his mother and sister go up, and it was a big healing for him. And again, you can see the figures, you can see the faces, and so forth. Now, what is clear is that every one of these sites, the demons had gathered. And so one of our first things, this is not something I really knew about until I saw it, was to release the demons, to ask them to leave. Now that sounds very civilized. Well, there's a few, well, I'm not going to go into the whole procedure, but basically using the name of God and also the name of Jesus, as I said, they both work, they have to leave. They really don't have a choice, okay? And there's more to it, but they do have to leave. And I find at different times, I was, for example, I was in a cave overlooking the Dead Sea, very small cave, barely fit in it, halfway, and the sun's hot, and I had a fire going, and then this figure occurs, and it's Abraham. And the first test I do, this is what I'm trying to explain, is I repeat the name of God, because if it's a demon, they can't be in the presence of the name of God. They have to leave. Well, he stayed, and it was Abraham. His image appeared. But with demons, they have to go. And you cast them out in the name of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. So this is the defense. You do. In other words, I'm telling you this because you, in this time in history, as demons are becoming more obvious, okay, this is the simple defense. In the name of Jesus or in the name of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, you're cast out from here. So, of course, you have to really believe it, but it does work. I just want to make clear on that. It does work. So I said we did it at the concentration camps. We've done it in a variety of places where there had been massacres, like a place in Northern California, Lake County. Where Native Americans had been massacred by the U.S. Cavalry. Okay. And you could see them leaving, the demons. So this is kind of what I'm talking about. So they exist. We have power over them. That's very important to understand. They can be scary looking and being, but we have power over them. Now, what is also happening now, as far as I can perceive it, is things are being altered. People aren't thinking right. People are doing strange things. You know, when I'm going to say strange things, the other day some kid stabbed another kid as stabbed in the heart over a seat. It's like, what? That's crazy. But what's going on behind that? And how many stuff on the streets are going on? And how many people like wanting to burn down the governor of New Jersey's house? It's like, these people seem deranged, but what I want to say is it's pretty easy to pick out deranged people, you know, with their demonic stuff. But there's a lot of people. We have demonic forces affecting people, and certain people, depending if they're really attracted to evil, they end up, they may end up inviting demonic forces into themselves and becoming inhabited by a demon. And this is happening more and more because this is part of the 7-year cycle that we're in, I guess. And there's more darkness is a bigger challenge to people of how to handle the darkness. So this one name, okay, it works. And for those who strongly believe in Jesus, that works. Okay, they both work. So this is really gifts we've been empowered with. You know, and you look at the story of Jesus, you know, where he casts out the demons and uses the holy names. It's like, this is not new information. So I think that this is kind of what I'm trying to say is these things are happening, and we have been given the very simple tools to protect ourselves and those around us. And that's all I'm doing. I'm giving you a very simple tool. You have to kind of believe in it. But no, you can do it. They can't stop you. As long as you say it with confidence, they have to go. Okay? They cannot stand in the presence of the name of God. And that's how you tell whether something's kind of evil or good. And you have them repeat the name if they're kind of playing with you. They can't repeat the name. And then you repeat the name and if they have to leave. They can't be in the name of God. So I've given you something really simple to think about and to protect yourself, because more and more of this is happening. And I will also say that if you think somebody is acting strangely and you know, is demonically possessed, unless you got some experience, you have to be a little careful, because that demon can come into you as well. So it's better to go to someone and support them with that name of God, someone who's got experience. So those are kind of a very practical device, advice, because this is what we're really talking about now, is how do we deal with this added dark force coming onto the planet and may be here more actively for the next 7 years or so. Okay, so I'm going to invite Richard into the discussion. And I bless everybody that you know that this really does work. It works every single time, and I've been doing this for years, okay? And in the worst circumstances, concentration camps where, you know, people have died or, you know, different places. So there we go. So, Richard, anything you want to say?
I think you brought up a lot of important things, as always, and I've had a little bit of experience of the same thing. And it's interesting that, you know, I just had one particular experience where there was a possession happening. And in this case, I was helped by the presence of Archangel Michael for some reason. And it worked perfectly, and the person was completely changed as a result of the process back to his normal self. So it's definitely real, and it's happening all over the world. Another interesting thing you brought up about people being trapped in places of torture and Auschwitz and Native American torture sites and things like that.
Right.
That it's really interesting what happens there, because normally nobody is trapped in the grave. That's a complete myth. They go on to another lifetime, or they right. go on to the intermediate period in the astral levels. So apparently, if like this phenomenon of ghosts, what people get attracted to can often be very negative, and they get attached to a horrible experience and can't leave it. And I think those are some of the people that you were helping to drop that attachment.
Right.
Then the last thing that I was going to mention is that when you say the name of God, there are many cases where atrocities have been committed in the name of God. So the intent behind it is as critical as the actual words. You know what I'm talking about, for example?
Explain it some more.
Well, the most obvious, I mean, is done in Islam, where they're screaming the name of God and stabbing people or running over people and things like that.
Right.
This is for God. This is for God. And it's all horror movie stuff. But it's not just Islam. In the Salem witch trials, people were hung and drowned and things like that in the name of God. And many countries were overrun, and the people were all killed in the name of God so that good people could take over. And this is not the spirit that you're trying to get at.
So, no. We're not talking, I mean, we're way away from that. We're talking individual release of demons using the power of the name of God, which they cannot stand in front of.
Right.
It's totally different than a religious crusade.
Right. But what's different is the intent. The words may be similar, and it's important to see where your intent is when you're doing these things.
Yeah, okay.
Very powerful.
Okay.
And
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, in addition, protecting yourself means when you're looking for things to enjoy in life, don't do things that lower your consciousness. You know, addiction to drugs and chemicals, for example, is very commonly understood to be an open invitation to possession by lower entities.
Right.
There are different ways of finding enjoyment in life. Some are destructive and some are helpful. And developing discretion in that is really important.
And what you're also talking about is people who choose paths. See, you may get a short-term reward from a dark side path, an action. But right. In the long term, you end up on the dark side.
An example in the political world is the people that are totally devoted to the war business, overlooking the fact that they're making money by causing torture and death. They're doing it to feel powerful, which is a form of feeling good and enjoyment on their side. But it's the dark side that you're talking about.
Right. Yeah. But in terms of this topic, you do need to kind of be very centered within yourself to do this work, because you can be invaded. Because you're that close to the whole thing.
Right.
And that does happen. So you have to be have meditated, prepare yourself spiritually and mentally to be in the right place with it.
Yeah. There's a lot of preparation work before you just run out and start doing this.
Yes. Right.
I noticed when I was in the one experience I had of clearing possession, the invading presence was so strong that I felt like I was going to fall over. The room was frozen. I mean, it was very difficult. And if I hadn't had help, I don't think I would have succeeded at.
Yeah. No, that's important. Now, we did this for Native Americans. It's a place called Blood Island, because over 250 Native Americans had been massacred. And we, you know, this is the prep. We did an Inipi the night before. It was also a lot of buffalo there. They were fenced in. And they were very noisy. They kept us up all night talking to each other, talking to us. They're very talkative, Buffalo. Anyway, so we did our NEPI, and then we went to Blood Island and did the ceremony. And all of nature is affected. These two kind of mystical white horses came down. Nobody knew who they, what they were, and kind of joined the ceremony from the island part. They stayed away from us, but joined it, looking at us. And we created this vehicle of light, a tunnel of light, and you could see the people going up, being brought back into the light, you know, to continuing their spiritual evolution. And it was, this is kind of what you see when you're doing something like that. So it's very real, and it transcends any particular culture, because this is for Native Americans, and there were Native Americans with us who were part of the NEPI and did the ceremony. There was even a little girl, because these are women and children that they got killed. The men were out hunting. And there's a little girl who's very attracted to one of our people. I don't know what. You know, this is, a little girl like ghost, and she kept wanting to go to him, and he kept going up the, go up the light, go up the light. Finally, she did. So there's a real consciousness that gets that is there, that we release and feed the people. So that was really good. Actually, we saw 1,500 people go up. There's only 250, but we apparently were releasing in a bigger area all the Native, or many of the Native Americans who had been killed in that whole radius by the cavalry. But I'm just giving you an idea, and they go up this tunnel of light that we connect with the fire ceremony. There's a whole ceremony you do. So it's a very real and active thing, I'll put it that way. And you have to be aware of that, because you don't want to have darkness come into you.
It's also a really interesting reminder that it's possible to get attached and addicted to negative things. You know, sometimes people think attachment is only the things that feel good, but there's a danger of becoming attached to horrible experience and to self-condemnation. There's a reason that all those people had to be rescued, and that they were living as ghosts and not going on to their next experience.
Yeah, I mean, when you're massacred, the women and children were massacred, okay, because the men were away.
Right.
There are people holding onto these things, but when these things happen suddenly, you don't have a preparation time to prepare yourself to leave the body.
Right. So when you do,
concentration camps, when you're getting gassed.
Right. When you do have some presence of mind, then the willpower can be used to drop the connection to the horror.
Yeah.
And let yourself move on. No self-condemnation. No wasting time hating the people who are involved. Just let it go.
Right. So, wait a second. What did you say? Oh, hold on. Yes. Any negative entity? Thank you, Giselle. She said, I bear witness that the name of God, Yukevoke, protects. Any negative entity dissolves in front of the name of God. So, you know, Giselle's one of my students, so it's good. So we can do this. This is my point. We do not have, my point of this whole talk is we do not have to be afraid of demons. We have the power over them, and we have the power to dismiss them and send it back to where they came from.
That's true. It's both sides of what's called the law of attraction. If you're putting out what you're talking about with the name of God and the intent of God, that's attracting and driving away things that don't harmonize with that. and in your daily life, this is going on even when you're not conscious of it.
Great. Okay, so wait a second, let me just read this. Right.
You want to read this comment, Gabriel? Can you read it?
Okay, so you don't see it, I see. This is from Sheila. This is a very important topic. When people die in sudden and horrific ways, they become stuck souls and need to be released by certain processes like you mentioned, Gabriel, to move on to their next incarnation or soul phase. Thank you so much for talking about this. Okay, well, thank you, Sheila, for understanding how important it is. And so we're empowered. And with that, I'm going to bless everybody. I do want to remind people that we do are having a June 1st a spiritual fast retreat in the Dominican Republic. There it is, and that's how you make contact and sign up. We just dropped the price for the retreat by $300. So we invite everybody to come. And these are some of the topics that we, you know, can talk about. There's lots to talk about. Okay, June 1st. Okay, so I bless everybody. I thank you, Doug, behind the scenes. I thank you, Richard, for your good input. And blessings to everybody for the coming week.
Thank you, Gabriel. I agree with the listeners that this is a very important topic. And just like with meditation that we talk about, at certain important times, and on Sundays with the World Peace Meditation, and in your spiritual fast and retreat, these are important times. But what you're doing moment to moment also matters.
Right.
We're calling in either positive or negative forces all the time.
Yes.
To become conscious and that we create our own reality in a very real sense. So thank you for the incredible insights into this important topic and for bringing it up. I wish everybody a wonderful week and put it into practice. Don't have it as just momentary interesting topic, but use it, change your life, use your time well. We'll see you here next time. Take care.
Great. Peace be with everybody. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Om Takiwasan. Amen.